Ask the Expert on The Pat Kenny Show.
With Hidden Hearing. Your hearing is our expertise. Visit hiddenhearing.ie.
Now, it is an expert in employment law today. Whether you have been ill, you've had a family bereavement, you're looking into booking your summer holidays, you have a baby on the way, there's loads of different leave and it can be very confusing and very daunting, not just for the person asking for it, but indeed for the employer as well, because the law has an annoying habit of changing constantly. Julie Galbraith is Head of Employment at Evershed Sutherland's. Good morning to you, Julie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. We have many, many questions that have come in relation to this, so I want to get through as many of them as I can. My son recently had tonsillitis, was certified as sick for 2 days. When he presented his cert, his employer told him that they weren't responsible for giving him sick pay, that it was his union which issued sick pay. So there's somebody saying, nothing to do with us, off you trot.
Yeah, that's a little bit unusual in the sense that the law has changed a little bit around sick leave in the last few years. So, for instance, before COVID, there was no entitlement for an employee to be paid directly by their employer if they were absent due to illness. So the state would still pay a certain amount of stamps or pay for someone, but the employer was not required to. But since the 1st of January 2024, an employee has a right to up to 5 days sick pay per year from their direct employer. So that is paid at 70% of an employee's normal pay, but only up to a maximum of €110 a day. An employee must generally be with the business for 13 weeks and that sickness absence must be certified by a doctor. So it can be tricky for employees to pay €60 or €70 for a doctor's cert to get up to 5 days paid sick leave, which is up to a maximum of 110 per day. It wouldn't be overly common for the union to make that kind of payment. It would often be from the employer directly. I think that's one where I would check the policy in detail, go back to the employer and ask some questions just around the policy and how the employer is putting the sick pay into practice.
And I'm going to say that's a very sharp practice on the part of the employer, because if I was that young fella, I wouldn't be hanging around very long with that kind of attitude.
No, it's still very much so a candidate's market in Ireland, and things like sick pay make a big difference. Most companies would have their own policies on sick pay in any event, that they would be in addition to the statutory sick pay requirement. So a lot of companies would have 10, 20, 30 days sick leave in a year, but it's employer specific.
If I give my employer a few months' notice that I need a couple of days off, can they still refuse using the excuse that they were short-staffed on those days? There's 300 people in the place where I work.
So annual leave is different again. So annual leave, technically in Ireland, employees are entitled to 4 working weeks annual leave where they work full-time hours. So that's technically about 20 days annual leave for someone that works 9 to 5 or work like that. The interesting bit, though, is that the timing of annual leave is at the discretion of the employer. So the Organisation of Working Time Act says that it's for the employer to decide when leave is to be taken. Again, a lot of companies will have policies around this. They may say, you should give us 2-3 weeks notice for when you're hoping to take time off. We can't have lots of employees off at the same time, so we reserve some rights to do that. Equally, some companies will say, and it might be back to the construction example, that we will always close for the first 2 weeks in August, or we will always take 2 weeks off at Christmas. And the employees must take that time as annual leave. On this specific question, where an employee is giving a few months' notice, it would tend to be unreasonable for an employer not to give them a couple of days off. Now, if the employer has, a big trade event or something that's coming up that's very relevant and important to their business, you will have scenarios where they push back and say, absolutely not, we can't do it. But the employer must be reasonable and they mustn't take into account an employee's individual and family needs and allocate an annual leave as well.
Another one here, for maternity leave. Why do I have to pay BIK for the company car during maternity leave? I came back from maternity leave owing my company thousands, which has now been gradually deducted from this year's salary.
Well, technically you're owing revenue thousands. This is a nice tax question rather than an employment one, but in essence, where someone is getting a car as part of their employment, that's a benefit in kind. So someone is getting a car which they haven't had to purchase themselves and the employer must pay that benefit in kind to revenue. So it would normally come out of this employee's pay and salary every month, so she probably wouldn't notice it in the same way. However, if she was off on maternity leave and her company didn't pay her during that period and she wasn't earning, the fact that she still retained use of the car continues that benefit in kind. So she would have to pay that back when she comes back to work. The alternative,
and it's revenue, it's not the company. So in other words, yeah. So you may be annoyed with your company, but it's actually the revenue commissioners you should be arguing with. It is allowable. Is it allowable to take a sick day, no cert, after one day's annual leave? A co-worker was disciplined for taking annual leave on a Friday and being legitimately sick and taking the following Monday off. He was told to get a sick cert from the doctor for the sick day.
I love these bar stool conversations. All of us employment lawyers stay in business over things that people are said. I would say there's a lot more to this than what, the, in fairness, the question is making out. Yes, you are allowed to take a sick day with no cert after a day's annual leave. If you're sick, you're sick. Most companies wouldn't require a cert for one day off. So a lot of policies would require a cert after two or more days. Or, as I said at the outset, if you're looking for your employer to pay your statutory sick pay, you are required to give a cert. But no, if you were sick after a day's annual leave and you could not come into work, you were allowed to do that. So any disciplinary action must be proportionate, it must be reasonable, it must follow a process. So I would imagine that if this employee was in fact disciplined, there was something else going on as well.
I have a question about paternity leave, says this listener. I'm a gay man currently going through a surrogacy journey. I understand I'm entitled to 2 weeks leave when the baby is born, but I'm wondering if the same applies to women who go down the surrogacy route due to fertility challenges. I'll be the main caregiver for the child and feel like 2 weeks is not enough for a newborn to connect and settle into our family. Do you think more should be done to support same-sex couples and heterosexual couples who take less traditional routes to start a family? So, in other words, if he's the main caregiver for the child, if he was the mother of the child, then he would be able to take minimum 6 months maternity leave. Mm-hmm. But the same doesn't apply because he is a gay man undertaking surrogacy.
Yeah, that's correct. And Irish legislation has a long way to go yet to cover all the different ways in which people decide to grow their families now. Men do not currently have the same entitlements as a birthing female has when she gives birth to a child. So the law doesn't really change depending on if the child was conceived through surrogacy or if a woman conceived it in a different way. Once she is giving birth to the child, or even once she has a surrogate who gives birth to the child, Irish law still talks about the mother in those scenarios. There has been a lot of improvements in terms of fathers and men been able to take additional leave. Like, I had my first child about 9 years ago and her dad had to take annual leave at that point. There was no leave. Mm-hmm. Whereas now with new parents leave and other things, fathers can take up to about 6 weeks or 8 weeks off in some circumstances. Not all of it is paid, but there are lots of changes coming through. But we have the furthest way to go in terms of same-sex couples trying to grow their families through surrogacy.
Is 5 days bereavement leave the max you can take for a parent? It seems too little, having recently lost my mum, says that listener.
Actually,
I'm sorry for your loss.
There's no entitlement to bereavement leave under Irish law. So bereavement leave,
at all,
no, or compassionate leave doesn't exist as a legal entitlement. However, most companies will give employees bereavement and compassionate leave. So the only leaves recognised in law are things like annual leave, sick leave, maternity leave. There aren't really other ones. There are some nuances like force majeure leave, which is for an immediate issue with a family member. It wouldn't cover a funeral or something like this, but it's if you have an urgent family reason, such as an unexpected injury of an immediate family member, you can take 3 days paid leave in 12 months or 5 days within 36 months. In this scenario, this person's company probably has a bereavement policy, and it would be common to give 5 days for an immediate family member, and then it might go down to 3 days or 2 days or 1 day, depending on if someone had to attend a funeral or otherwise.
Okay, two more quick ones before we finish up. How much leave is the father of the child entitled to? Does the employer or the state pay this leave? How much does the state pay, if so? Again, this is all after changing, so it's relatively new.
There's lots of new leaves for fathers and parents in these environments. So fathers can take 2 to 4 weeks off at the outset when a baby is born. And then this listener should look into other things like parents' leave and new parents' leave. Parental leave is a confusing but different concept altogether. So parental leave is when caregivers can take up to a certain number of weeks off until the child is aged 14. But it's new parents' leave that your listeners should be looking up for this. So the Citizens Information website is very good on all these types of leave. So depending on the specific circumstances of a new parent, male or female, have a look on that, because there's lots of different circumstances that might apply depending on when the child was born, what age the child is, and what the parent is hoping to do.
And one last one here. If I'm just on the ordinary government maternity leave, can I work on a Sunday if I need the money? Can I hazard a guess and the answer being no there?
Yes. So in the UK, they have a concept of keeping in touch days, kit days. In Ireland, we don't have that. So if someone is taking the state maternity pay from the Department of Social Protection, the law says that that only applies while someone is on full-time maternity leave. So if this person starts to work at all, technically that payment would cease to be paid. Okay. And they do check in, and then they will send letters every so often.
It's not worth the risk if they do find it. Judy Galbraith, Head of Employment at Evershed Sutherland, thanks very much for joining us.